headlines at Press TV. Press TV's correspondent Serena Shim, who was covering the Kobani war, is killed in a suspected car accident near the Syria-Turkey border. Israel has reportedly treated more than 14,000 wounded militants affiliated to groups fighting the Syrian government. And a bomb blast in Iraq's capital, Baghdad, kills around 20 Shia worshippers, injuring several others. Hello and welcome to Press TV's broadcast, and we bring you this broadcast with very, very sad breaking news for all of us here at Press TV. Our correspondent, Serena Shim, has been killed near the Turkey-Syria border. Serena was killed in a reported car accident when she was returning from a report scene in the city of Suruç in Turkey's Urfa province. She was going back to her hotel when their car collided with a heavy vehicle. Urfa province is near the Syrian border. Serena Shim covered reports for Press TV in Lebanon, Iraq, and Ukraine. On Friday, she told Press TV that the Turkish intelligence agency had threatened her and accused her of spying, and she feared being arrested.
I'm very surprised at this accusation. I've even thought of actually approaching Turkish intelligence, and because I have nothing to hide and I've never done anything aside from my job, and I'd like to make that apparent to them. However, I am a bit worried because, as you know, and as the viewers know, that Turkey has been labeled by Reporters Without Borders as the largest prison for journalists. So I am a bit frightened about what they might use against me. We were some of the first people on the ground, if not the first people, to get that story of those Tekfiri militants going in through the Turkish border from the Beyb el-Hawa Rihanli border, being sent in. I got images of them in World Food Organization trucks. It was very apparent that they were Tekfiri militants by their beards and by the clothes that they wore, and they were going in there with NGO trucks. And I just find it very odd. They went to several local residents here, asked about me. The resident said, no, we know her. We have seen her before. We've seen her work. She's not a spy. And they were blatant on going through with the fact that, no, yes, I actually am. And that they told any people that if they see me, to bring me in.
That is Serena Shim again. Serena Shim is dead, has been killed apparently in a car accident, as you saw there in that latest report just a couple of days ago. She had been threatened by Turkish intelligence. Of course, we'll be bringing you more on that if we get more information of exactly what has happened. Again, Press TV's journalist Serena Shim, Turkey, is killed. Moving on to other stories this hour, recent comments by a senior Syrian opposition leader reveals yet another chapter of the U.S. and Arab states' role in promoting armed violence in Syria. A top commander from the so-called Free Syrian Army says the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have been training Syrian militants from the beginning of the unrest in Syria back in 2011. He said the training has been centered on Saudi soil. Now, the U.S. State Department spokesman had earlier announced a joint military group with Saudi Arabia. John Kirby says that the unit aims to establish military bases for training anti-Damascus forces in Jordan and other Arab states. He also indicated that Washington picks militants from several Syrian provinces and trains them with the help of the so-called Free Syrian Army. Well, following reports and articles uncovering collaboration between anti-Damascus insurgents and Israel, a new expose by Israeli political commentator Hulyari confirms an existing relationship between the two sides. According to a report by Washington Institute, citing the Israeli analyst, Israel has so far treated over 1,400 wounded militants. It has also given weapons to insurgents, including RPGs. Yari says some militant groups maintain contact with Israeli military forces, including frequent secret meetings reportedly held in Tiberias in northern occupied Palestine. The report focuses on the strategic importance of southern Syria to Israel. Yari says Israel should join forces with the U.S. and Jordan to transform the area into a territorial base to train the so-called moderate opposition.